How are you doing today, Mayor?
So far, so good. Good morning, Joe.
Beautiful time of year and beautiful time to be outside.
Indeed. This is the best time of year. September is a beautiful month.
I think.
Cooler nights, yeah. Warm days. This is a good time to plant grass seed for those out there doing their gardening.
Yeah, it's a good planting season for sure.
Absolutely.
Mayor, I thought we could talk a little bit this morning about the City Council returning to session last night after the summer break.
Yeah.
And the Finance Committee voting 8-0 in favor of the land disposition agreement for 1620 Hancock Street. And your reaction to that?
Well, I'm pleased. This is something we've been putting together for some time. You know, our planning team, my administration, and the Hines Group. You know, that block has been suffering for a long time. Pastor's Pizza was burnt out 30 years ago. Got paying their taxes. We finally took a blighted property. Homeless was gone. The health store was gone. So that end of the square really needs a good shot in the arm. So, you know, the team's working together, put the LDA together to put that piece of land to use. You know, what would have been, I'm giving you round numbers, but I think currently on that block, it's probably about $40,000 in property taxes. And when this is built, it'll be $500,000 in property taxes. So it's obviously good for the economy. It will provide housing. It will provide jobs, construction jobs during construction. We have a lot of working class people in Quincy, a lot of people in the trades. So I just think it's a good deal overall, and I appreciate the council's support.
The money that the city receives from the sale of that property, what happens to that?
The money it goes into a special account we have that can only be used for capital type items. It's very specific under the law.
And part of the also the part of the Quincy Center DIF district.
Yes, it is. Yep, yep. So it's all includes the ERDP, the DIF District Improvement Financing District. It really is going to be a shot in the arm. That's really the gateway for the south side of the square.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a little underwhelming for years. So this is very exciting.
And the developer is also planning 1630 Hancock Street adjacent to that?
Well, it's one building that will cover the land that we disposed of with them,
yeah.
As well as the old whole health store. I keep calling it Coleman's, but dating ourselves.
Yes.
The rest of the block, I don't know the numbers off the top of my head,
okay.
But the block that's currently, that other half of the block, I should say,
yep.
Where Brothers Roast Beef and
yep.
other places, that stays for now. I do think something will happen down the road there.
I see. Okay. Very good. Now we should talk a little bit about what's coming up at the former Acapulco's restaurant location, a new park.
Yes, it's something that we've talked about for years. It's been in the plans for a long time, as you know, Joe. And Acapulco's, that building was under agreement 3 different times with developers, and they all walked away from it because the building was so bad. You know, it's not like we took down a beautiful asset of a building. It was really in bad, bad shape. And I can get you the reports from the sewer department on the backups, the health department. They had mold, they had mildew. That was really in tough shape. But it's a great corner, a perfect pocket park for us to honor our 6th president, John Quincy Adams, who really was an amazing public servant, part of an amazing public official, public servant, dedicated family, probably unparalleled in our nation's history when you look at it. His father being the 2nd president, his mother a patriot, you know, subsequent generations serving our country as ambassadors and secretaries of the Navy, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So it's long overdue, and I'm very excited that we're at that point. It's a really a classy little corner. Obviously, the similar elements to the Hancock Adams Common with brick and granite, obviously the bronze statue. And in addition to the statue honoring him, there'll be 4 bronze statues on granite plinths, if you will, that will tell a little bit of the story, because he was so complicated and had so many areas of service in government. So he's zeroed in on 4, his diplomacy, Secretary of State, his presidency, And then what he described as his happiest years in public life was his time in Congress. We're still working on it. It's probably another 8 to 10 days. We're looking to do our dedication sometime in October, and we just haven't pinned a date down yet.
Okay, very good. Look forward to that. And, of course, unfortunately, poor Louisa Catherine sometimes get passed over, but she was an integral part of his career.
Yes, she was. And, you know, that'll be... she was. She was clearly... she was a socialite. Everybody loved her. And back in those days, the way presidents were... They were really picked. They didn't campaign for it. Mm. And she really opened up the house and had parties and dances. And she was very musical, very talented. So John Quincy Adams, with all of his attributes, just being sociable wasn't one of them. And so she really made up for that in a big way. Everybody loved her. So hopefully at some point we'll address that. I wouldn't put her in the same category as Abigail. Mm. Abigail really stands above any of those first ladies, in my view, for the first 10 presidents. I mean, you know, Dolly Madison, you could argue, is close, but, you know, Abigail Adams, just look at her writings and her opinions. It was unheard of at that time for someone of her being a female. I mean, you know, John considered her an equal, but society in those days didn't feel females were equal. So she had a lot to say. John listened, and certainly a lot of what she advised him of, he incorporated into his thinking and his writings. And she was taking care of business here in Quincy at the farm while he's doing his thing, creating the new nation. And, yep. You know, she was at risk. Her family was at risk. A number of the original 56 signers, families were arrested and property seized. And, you know, it was a precarious time. And she held it together, really. So she was remarkable. So Louisa Catherine, yes, a great first lady and very important to John Quincy's career. But she was no Abigail, you know. Abigail really, I think, stands above most.
Yeah, I'd remind folks, too, that the upcoming Heritage Day for the Quincy 400 celebration will talk a lot about that and more historic aspects, too, in places all around the cities. Folks should
absolutely. Yeah. I think people forget what we have right in our backyard or our front yard, yep, in some cases. So hopefully people will enjoy that day.
Mayor, last week, 10 new recruits added to the Quincy Fire Department.
Yes, so trying to keep up with the full complement on the department. And I know we've talked about it here, whether it's the police department or the fire department, Joe. By the time you call for the list, do the background checks, do the interviews, do the physicals, psychologicals, swear them in, go through the academy training, by the time you get them on a piece of equipment, it's months and months and months. So, you know, with guys constantly retiring, we've got to continually fill those positions so that we maintain, you know, good levels of manpower in each of the pieces of apparatus. Mm-hmm. Trucks are no good if there's not enough men on the trucks when they arrive at a scene. Right. So we have a good, solid department. We're well-equipped and we're well-manned, and I want to keep it that way.
Yeah. Any update on that announcement of the chemicals and the protective gear?
No, we're waiting to hear on the results of the other batches that we sent out for testing.
Right.
So we buy, as you know, you just mentioned, we're putting 10 on. So we'd be buying 20 pieces of gear for those guys, two sets per. We buy them in batches, the guys come on. So looking back, there's been several different batches we bought from this company. So we're testing all of those batches. The original test was out of one of the batches, which obviously tested positive. And we're trying to determine whether that was a one-off or it's been consistently contaminated. And that will dictate next move.
Okay. Any dedication date yet for the new public safety complex, Mayor?
No, not yet, Joe. Okay. There's a lot of work still to be done there. And, you know, we're going to need the front yard, if you will, the front lawn area, mm-hmm, to have the dedication. So, you know, it's a little ways off yet. So we're hoping sometime in November, but we're just playing it by ear to watch the construction. And obviously, the building will be finished, but the grounds, even if the front area is done, won't be finished until the old station comes down. Mm. That's removed, and then that will be finished off on that corner of Southern Artery and C Street. So the entire thing won't be done until probably, you know, when you add all that in, till early next summer or late spring.
I see. But They'll be moving in before then, though, is that right?
That's correct. They'll be moving in by November.
Okay. Yep. So I know initially it was hoped to be October.
Correct.
And finally, Mayor, this coming Thursday, hard to believe, 24 years since the 9/11 terror attacks.
It is remarkable when you think about how much time has gone by. The fire department each year, as you know, does a remembrance at the Central Firehouse. A day we shouldn't forget, a day that really changed our country. We're still dealing with the aftermath on that with the world, and really the war on terror. We continue to be vigilant with terrorism around the world as people that despise our way of life, despise our freedoms, and despise this nation that will always look to create havoc for us. So that was a real awakening for us as a nation. And I also say out of bad, good comes out of it, and the incredible outpouring of love and support for the families affected, firemen coming from all over the country going in to help look for, hopefully they were looking for at the time for survivors, but ended up then searching for bodies. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the recruiting stations were filled with young men and women, joining up to, at the time we were at war and responding to the nation's call. It's a pretty remarkable response, if you will, to a very horrible, historic tragedy. So we always going to continue to be vigilant on that. I know that, Ronald Reagan used to say it's, peace by strength. If we're weak, we've got adversaries around the world. You got communist China, you got Russia, you got North Korea, they would. And we know Russia's not behaving now with Ukraine, but it'd be far worse if America wasn't standing strong, believe me.
That ceremony in front of fire headquarters, 9:45 on Thursday morning, open to the public.
That's right.
Good to talk to you.
Hopefully it's a good morning.
Looks excellent, actually.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Almost like that day that it occurred, yeah. Thank you so much, Mayor.
Go enjoy the day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye now.
Goodbye. Quincy Mayor Thomas Cook, our weekly City Hall update here on AM Quincy.